Gina?
Gina.
Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The floor is yours.
So, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time. I know there's lots of people that want to talk to you. I also want to thank your staff for being as kind as they are. You have a phenomenal staff here. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
So I want to get right into several topics, one of them being misinformation, the other one being Nuremberg Code. So 74 years ago, the Nuremberg Code came about as a result of the atrocities that occurred during the Second World War, specifically the Nazis with their genetic experiments on humans. And if you've read the Nuremberg Code, you would understand that as a result of all the countries, major players in the world signing this document, they were very clear that humans would never be forced to wear a mask, never forced to endure vaccines that weren't safe or any treatment protocol that was not safe, and certainly not a genetic experiment. Given that most people don't have a degree in molecular biology or anything along those lines, then I'd like to give you some information today. So from my perspective and working as I do, it concerns me greatly that one of the precepts, not only in the Nuremberg Code, which stated very clearly, we're not going to be an experiment ever again, signed off for. It also gave the people power to hunt down the Nazi war criminals. And that has also been used in other instances to go after people creating genocide in their own countries, et cetera, et cetera. So the Nuremberg Code protects us. And it seems that that's been conveniently forgotten in the process of all this, what's going on. The misinformation, when constitutional lawyers for the government advise the government officials that they're not violating people's rights under the Charter of Rights in our Constitution, but rather just pushing the boundaries. And that gives me great cause for concern. The Constitution, the Nuremberg, were all written to protect the people from the atrocities inflicted upon them, whether it was a government or other people that had the authority to do so, or in their own minds thought they had the authority to do so. So when I listen to the radio, which I have to stop listening to, it concerns me that health units are unequivocally promoting a genetic experiment. This has never been done before in the history of mankind, where a foreign substance that mimics, but it doesn't, an mRNA strand that can possibly insert itself and permanently insert itself into the DNA of the human, that's unheard of. It's not... If you look at the statistics, if you look at anything that's going on, VAERS is a reporting, it's a voluntary reporting center for professionals or others that want to tell people that I've had an adverse reaction, whether it's to a drug or a vaccine, whatever, a treatment. Well, VAERS says that only 1% of people report, and as of last month, 13,000 people in the United States died directly from this jab. Now, in 1972, smallpox vaccine was discontinued. Now, we all, most of us look like we're old enough to have had that vaccine, that nice little round dot you had on your shoulder. They discontinued it in 1972 for the following reason. There were some very few but serious side effects, including death associated with it, and after 26 people died of that vaccine, which had been in use for quite a number of decades, it was discontinued on the basis that 26 people had died from the smallpox vaccine. Wow. So if VAERS is reporting 13,000 deaths directly attributable to the vaccine, and it's only 1% being reported, you multiply that by 100, you got 1.3 million people that have directly died as a result of this vaccine. Unheard of in the history. The first thing that really triggered me when I was watching the news at the beginning of all this pandemic shit, excuse the language, is that minus 70 degrees was required for refrigeration of this particular vaccine. Never in the history has anything that I'm aware of ever needed to be below minus 20. Why minus 70? Thought about that a lot. I've experienced with some of the people that live off the grid and they have their own power generating and they have all these electronic panels that automatically shut down at minus 49 to protect the electronics from the extreme cold. And I was in Calgary in January, I forget how many years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and I watched it all in action. So my little brain got going. I'm thinking, so what the heck is inside this particular jab? It is not a vaccine by any definition. It is not. It's foreign material. It is not a natural extract from the virus or whatever else, which hasn't even been identified as the cause of this pandemic. So when I'm looking at all this and I'm thinking, There's something wrong here. So I don't know whether I should call it the pleasure or the displeasure, but I have tested people who have been jabbed. And I can't talk about their specific details, but let's just say it has a very long-lasting effect on them in a very short period of time. So when I listen to the radio and I hear the health units going on and on about how unvaccinated people are causing the Delta variant, that's the biggest lie to date that I want to point a finger at. Vaccinated people, when you put a pressure on a system, so you take an antibiotic and give it to a bacterial infection, if you don't kill off 100% of the bacteria, they will mutate to survive, and they're very good at surviving, right? So, I just lost my train of thought, but so when I'm looking at how they're promoting this as vaccinated people, they are the ones that are creating the variants. They are been exposed to a jab that is forcing them to either, it doesn't kill 100%. If nothing kills 100%, you're going to get variants. And they only usually mutate under an express application, okay? Antibacterials, antiviruses, doesn't matter. So this is where the variants are coming from, and I would greatly appreciate the health unit stop saying that, because it's an outright lie, and it's a coercion to get people to take it. Oh, that unvaccinated person, oh my God, I'm going to get something from them. It's all about fear and coercion. And so, since the Nuremberg Code has not been recalled, it is still in effect. And I would very greatly appreciate the members taking a good look at it to understand what I'm talking about. Now, it's a great big long document, and I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared to speak today. I was asked to. There is a couple of sections that have been extracted. Facebook had it a long time ago, so I can't quote those to you. But it essentially protects our rights. It protects us from being genetic experiments. And as a molecular biologist, it saddens me greatly that so many people are running to get this, whether it's a bribe. In the States, it was donuts and pizza and beer or whatever it was. If we really truly had a pandemic, you wouldn't have to convince people they needed to be vaccinated. And since there hasn't been full disclosure as to the contents of that, I have seen the results of people who have received it. And I didn't know whether to cry or to scream. I've never seen anything like it. And I certainly hope that people will understand that for whatever purpose this pandemic is about, don't be forcing people to take something, because that Nuremberg Code will apply to you. If you're talking on the radio telling people you need to get this, you need to get this, there has not been full disclosure as to the contents. Geneticists in other countries have pulled these apart, are absolutely astounded at what they're finding. Two genes within that mRNA strand that are directly connected to prion diseases, which are deadly neurological diseases that take anywhere from 5 to 15 years to kill you. Think about mad cow disease. These are incurable at this point in time, because that protein is a natural production of the body. The body recognizes it, but it's misfolded and attacks the neurological systems. So there's also an indication that this jab was designed to be transmissible to people who are not vaccinated. So if they stand up for their rights and say, you can't make me do this, there's no full disclosure to tell me what's in there, legally you can't force anybody, you can't even mandate us to have that vaccine. You can't. You don't have that authority. Because that right was given to us from the Nuremberg all the way down to our Charter of Rights. So in the Nuremberg Code, the coolest thing about it all, and I'll wind up with this, is that people who followed the orders of their superiors wasn't a good enough reason to exclude them from punishment. So if your boss tells you to go stick that body into a kiln and you burn it, and you knew it was the wrong thing to do because you're complicit in murder, well, the Nuremberg Code made it very, very clear. You would be held accountable. And I'm not specifically saying the gentlemen and the ladies here, but that Nuremberg Code has not been recalled and it's still in effect. It's being used today. So I want to thank you again for your time. I hope you take the time to find out not what the constitutional lawyers of the government are telling you, but rather what the real constitutional lawyers who aren't getting paid at this point in time have to say. And Juan's Butter is one of them. He's a very interesting lawyer. Please do your homework. These are our lives with the potential to cause huge numbers of death. One viral specialist is a virologist, he calls himself the best of the best, says he expects a mortality rate of 100% as a result of this jab. Others are less threatening in terms of 15% of the population will be culled as a result. No vaccine has cured any disease. The human immune system is incredible, and if you feed it the right things, it will do its job amicably. Done deal. If you have questions, Maureen, by all means, I'm happy to take them.
Thank you, Gina. Anybody have any questions? Thank you. So we appreciate you coming today to speak to council.
Thank you very much. I know you have a difficult time ahead of you, but please, we all count.